The DA Eco Civil Society call for Ramaphosa to fire Blade Nzimande from his duties as minister and launch an investigation into his involvement with NSFAS siphon funds. The president must also use his powers to suspend NSFAS board chairperson, Mr. Khoza, from having any involvement with state funds. OTA's release of voice recordings between two meetings between Mr. Khoza, Mr. Tulas Ntumba, a service provider, and an anonymous individual revealed a corrupt patronage system which only focused on diverting funds away from students. These voice recordings give a glimpse into corruption at NSFAS under the current board chairperson, who is controlled by a syndicate whose tentacles stretch to CETA's funds as well. Minister Mande's war room to tackle challenges at the start of the academic year is therefore nothing more than a smokescreen to divert attention away from the fact that more than 20,000 students still not have been onboarded. These allegations and recordings must be tested without any interference. President Ramaphosa must keep in mind these corrupt activities to siphon funds culminated into 87,712 students who will not be funded. There's also another report by OTA which reveals how accommodation service providers will be shortchanged when applying for NSFA centralized systems per bed accreditation and a 5% monthly fee to NSFAS, which will leave many NSFA students destitute. Students and the higher education sector at large, it's vital to produce educated and skilled individuals for the economic progression of the country. The DA will ensure that the reports released by OTAS and any criminal charges or investigations launched will be thoroughly investigated and those found responsible be appropriately sanctioned or imprisoned.